places where we could not bring the gospel, God is moving those people into our neighborhoods and giving us the opportunity to share with them. And then the part that we missed a little bit was that God uses all people to reach the nations. It's not just the pastors or the quote-unquote missionaries, but it is truly all people that He is going to use to reach the nations. This morning, we wanted to talk about the remaining task. What is left to be done? But I think in reality, we also want to talk about what has God done. And it's been 2,000 years since God gave the Great Commission, and Jesus gave that and said, go and make disciples of all nations. And we want to look a little bit at that and say, okay, what has happened between that time and between now? Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When we look at this passage in Matthew, it was in the context of Jesus asking his disciples and saying, who do you say that I am? You know, these people are saying this, and these people are saying this. Who do you say? And Peter says, you are the Christ. You are God. And Jesus says, you know what? On this rock, I'm building my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Sometimes we look at it, and we look at our culture, we're thinking, okay, hell is pushing forward to us, and the gates of hell are pushing, you know, into Christian culture and into our church. And but the reality is, when Jesus said this, it was not that. It was that we are going to storm the gates of hell. We are going to push into hell, and we are going to save people. And there's no way that they can hold us back. It's not that hell is on the offensive and trying to come after us. It's that we pushing in. We say, you know what, we are not going to let these people just go. For over 200 years, we have sacrificed and sent people to share, but we've never asked the question, what did God do as a result of our going? This church was started, I think, 1980, something like that, and you have supported missionaries and sent missionaries for years, and you've heard reports here and there. This chart, it's a simple chart, and it just kind of tells you how many people, how many Christians are there as opposed to non-Christians in the world. When we say Christians, according to this chart, it's those that we would say are really, really believe in Christ, and then kind of some of the nominal people that say, you know, I'm a Christian, but when we look at their life, we wonder, well, do they really know God? But kind of when you group that people together, you look at it. In AD 100, there was one Christian for every 360 people. Very, very small, so you know, 0.3, 0.2 something percent of the world were believers. So one out of 360. 74% of evangelicals live in Asia, Latin America, or Africa. And where we went back to the previous graph is a little flat in the West. In North America, Europe, Christianity's kind of gotten like this, and it's just kind of flattening out, and they're predicting that it's going to go down. Where if you go to South America, Africa, Asia, it's predicting it's going to continue to skyrocket and continue to grow. And it's watching what God is doing around the world. And even beginning to see some of those people, seeing African nations sending missionaries to America, seeing the Asians coming to America, seeing people from the Middle East that are believers coming to America, saying, America's losing its way. Canada's losing its way. We need to bring the gospel back. You see it in, like, the Episcopal Church in America, where it's become very, very liberal. But the African church in Uganda, the Anglican church there, is saying, no, this is not what we stand for. And this is about Jesus. And they're trying to bring the Episcopal Church in America back to their roots, their very evangelical roots. But it's Africa leading the way, not America. In the past 10 years, there have been one new believer in North America and Europe. There have been nearly 30 new believers in developing countries like Nigeria, Brazil, India, and China. There's still huge, huge needs. I mean, there's the most unreached people groups are in India and China. We're right after them, but there's huge needs in these countries. But the gospel has taken root and is growing. The churches are multiplying, and there's pastors being trained. Things are happening in these countries. And just think about it. For every one new believer here in North America, there's 30 new believers in each of these countries. And God is at work, and He's doing great things in these areas. say chosen said, no, I don't want this. They all, you know, people like that. You know, they've heard the gospel, they grew up in church, but nope, I want nothing to do with that. They're within reach, they're right here. If they want it, they know where to go, they know how to get it. There's about a third of the world that is out of reach. And really it's become a kind of a social justice issue where these people don't have access to the gospel. Even if they wanted to and they began searching a little bit. Kazakhstan, a shuttle bus company. In Spain, school